Nolte, Now the Uptight Left Wants to Destroy Victoria's Secret. By John Nolte on November 13, 2018. Victoria's Secret is under withering fire from the uptight left over its lack of representation. This is not about race, creed, or color, mind you. This is about Victoria's Secret not putting biological men, transsexuals, transgenders and fat people plus size models in its lingerie catalog and fashion show. Nothing better reveals the lunacy of the uptight left than the following paragraph from the uptight Daily Beast. In an interview with Vogue, the Victoria's Secret executive dismissed the idea of casting trans or plus-size models in the company's annual fashion show, saying the controversial procession of scantily clad models was meant to be a fantasy. So let's break that insanity down. What is now controversial among the uptight left is a procession of scantily clad models. Yes, you read that correctly, beautiful women who choose to use their God-given and hard-earned beauty. Women who choose to market their own sexuality. Women who choose to enter into a transaction between consenting adults, where she chooses to be objectified and he chooses to gawk. Women who choose to drive the rest of us crazy by engaging in the age-old art of giving us a peek at what we can't have. Women who choose to make a living as the living embodiment of the stuff of fantasy. Now, that is controversial. But guess what would not be controversial? Guess what would remove all that controversy and turn this very same procession of scantily clad models into something acceptable? No joke, this is the answer. All Victoria's Secret has to do to end this public relations blackmail is to add biological men, transsexuals, transgenders and fat people plus size models to its lingerie catalog and fashion show. During an interview with Vogue, Victoria's Secret Chief Marketing Officer Ed Rozek was berated for not being inclusive. And this is all the poor guy said to launch the witch hunt that followed. We attempted to do a television special for plus sizes, in 2000. No one had any interest in it, still don't. Our show is the only branded special in the world. Seen in 190 countries, by 1.6 million people. 45% more people saw it last year than the year before. Our direct business is growing substantially, double digits on a monthly basis. So, first off, Rozek is under attack for using the term transsexual instead of transgender. Apparently, the term transsexual is forbidden now. Did you get the memo on that? Because I didn't. And do you want to know why you didn't? Because it's a trap. These fascists change the language without informing the rest of us, which allows them to smear us as an istorophobe simply because we didn't know the language had been changed. Anyway. Because you are no longer allowed to hold your own opinions in America without fear of losing your career, reputation, and ability to make a living, Rozek was forced to issue a groveling apology. Naturally, the apology was not enough for the uptight left. Because nothing is ever enough for the uptight left, because the uptight left is not really interested in representation. What they really want is to destroy everyone else's fun. Fun and escapism and fantasy can no longer be allowed. You see, because fun and escapism and fantasy are controversial and will remain controversial to a point where Victoria's Secret is being threatened with the red smear of a scarlet letter until it agrees to destroy its own brand. We have seen this before. We have all watched as the woke fascists destroyed the Boy Scouts, the Miss America pageant, every award show, the NFL, Playboy, and the final season of House of Cards. And it will happen again here. Now, allow me to be perfectly clear about something. I am an American who believes in freedom for all. And that includes the right to fly whatever freak flag you want to fly. I am a pro-freak flag American. And to prove my bona fides in this regard, I want to sincerely encourage the Daily Beast, and all of those making these Stalinist demands on Victoria's Secret, to behave like Americans instead of bullies. If you want to lead this crusade, to be the avant-garde, to push us into this future, to fulfill this dream, to further this cause, to fly that flag. If you want fashion shows and lingerie catalogs filled with biological phallus, transsexuals, transgenders and fat people plus size models, by all means, do it. Knock yourselves out. That is the American way, and you have my full support. What is not American, though, what is un-American, in fact, is this relentless bullying, intimidating, and threatening of others to do something they do not want to do. Hey, Victoria's Secret, that's a pretty nice business you got there. Sure would be a shame if anything happened to it. However, This does not mean there is no place in America for biological men, transsexuals, transgenders and fat people, plus size models in lingerie catalogs and fashion shows. This is a great big, beautiful country. So what I am saying is this. Why can't you do your thing and leave Victoria's Secret alone to do theirs? Dash. My apologies for the wrong think. Sorry, no one told me transsexual is now offensive. My apologies for the wrong speak. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.